fight the school's COVID crisis, case numbers are rising sharply across the country. Schools have gone back overcrowded and under-resourced, with stressed-out staff and students, and more infections reported every day. The socialist spoke to school workers, union reps, school students and parents. What is the real situation in our schools and colleges, and what needs to happen to combat it? Dispatches from the front, schools bedlam, where are the unions? Lockdown but still no testing in Caerphilly, when we return to work in Caerphilly, despite the headteacher's best efforts, lack of routine testing, was causing huge anxiety among staff. Students weren't in yet, but we knew that, within a few days of reopening, there would be 33 different students in front of us every hour. We were advised to wear masks, but the local authority won't go further, and make it mandatory, so we can't even enforce it. Caerphilly's infection rate was rising fast. Even with PPE and social distancing among staff, but not students, because we don't have the room, housing up to 1,000 people on a single school site was never going to be safe without testing. Now we are in local lockdown. Yet the schools are open, and there is still no sign of routine tests or even temperatures being taken at the gates. If there are two or more confirmed infections in a single year group, that entire year will have to isolate for 2 weeks. But everyone else will carry on attending despite the likelihood of year groups mixing outside school. In an effort to minimize movement around the school, students are staying in their bubbles in one room and teachers are rotating around the site. This is all very well, but it means those young people will be stuck in the same room for hours every day with only two short breaks. Staff have to accompany them on these breaks, to ensure they don't mix with other bubbles. The school doesn't feel it's safe opening the canteen, so is relying on council food parcels, to get our most deprived students through the day. This means no hot meal. We have been told, that students can't sing or perform in groups for music and drama lessons. The PE staff are very anxious about carrying out lessons safely. We can't mark books in case of cross-contamination, so we are frantically trying to find a way around that. Students can't discuss in groups or even in pairs. Classrooms have been laid out, so that they face forward at all times. This is clearly not going to be an acceptable environment for learning. It's barely humane, but the school doesn't have much choice, when the unions aren't demanding tests. If there were effective testing in place, then this level of disruption wouldn't be necessary, and we could aim for some level of normality. We are all increasingly worried about our students falling behind, and also about our own kids' education, but without proper testing, a second wave and more deaths are sadly inevitable, as soon as schools reopen. Our unions are failing us, by refusing to fight for our safety and that of our students. I'm secondary and I teach English, I'm also the new rep. I'll be contacting the local new branch and the Cardiff Union office, to demand they put pressure on Caerphilly Council to protect staff and students more effectively. As I write this, we already have two confirmed cases among students, and another two in parents, whose children were in school. We are just being told that, if we came into contact with those students, but didn't get closer than 2 meters, we are fine. If they had routine tests each week, then we could just get on with it. This nonsense will just lead to closures all over again. A secondary English teacher and new rep despite strict precautions, 3 cases already despite the best efforts of the school. There have already been 3 cases of COVID in my workplace, 1 staff member and 2 students. Students are organized into bubbles, all using masks and regularly sanitizing their hands. Social distancing has been implemented as far as is possible. The mood among staff is a confused mixture of relief to be back teaching and panicked anxiety about the seemingly inevitable spread of the virus. There is a lot of anger directed at the government and Public Health England. The instructions from FE have been very limited, with only a small group of students and staff isolating despite the positive cases. Staff are calling for regular testing of staff and students, only to be told by the council there are not enough resources to do this. Staff are being stretched thin, having to cover self-isolating colleagues. Schools are opening, but in an unsafe and unsustainable way. A secondary English teacher, no real precautions in parallel universe college. Sheila Caffra's front page article in the last issue of The Socialist described exactly the situation in my college. We have been open for nearly 3 weeks now. It's like entering a parallel universe where COVID-19 does not exist. Some staff and students are wearing face masks and visors, but there has been no direction from the senior managers. Staff are still working as they did before the outbreak of the virus, sharing offices and classrooms. The notion of bubbles is just there, to give some credence to the idea that the government has come up with something that will prevent the spread of the virus. In reality, students mix freely in corridors. There are no one-way systems for managing student movement around the college. There are hand sanitizers around the college, but it's up to individuals whether they choose to use them. Although the NU is increasing its membership in the college, staff need to gain further confidence against a bullying headteacher. The college is still waiting for an order of PPE. Specialist staff have said they aren't prepared to put their own health and safety in jeopardy if they are asked to clean students who have soiled themselves. They will use emergency PPE supplies, provided by the local authority, while they wait for the order to come through. A college new rep: unacceptable mixed messages on isolation and PPE. The main thing is that the protocol as to what will happen when a person, staff, or student gets sick in a bubble, and then another person gets sick, is really not clear. The Department for Education seems to be expecting primary schools to isolate bubbles, but however bad it gets, the school stays open. Whereas in secondary, there seems to be guidance that as transmission goes up, there will be part-time schooling, half the year group at a time. But it's all just up in the air and not clear. A lot of people are concerned about the fact that the schools are told they have the final say. Some schools are saying here's the masks, here's the visors, wear them moving around school, but not in class. Other schools are saying no face masks. It's just a complete mixed message. It's not acceptable. PPE has to be a factor, especially when you can't social distance. We are also very concerned about vulnerable staff. There are heads who have taken the line that the government says it's safe, so you must come to work. Whereas we say that if you are shielding because you're older or have an underlying condition that hasn't gone away, those risks are still there. You should be able to work from home if you need to. Another thing we are battling on right now is reduced breaks. While that might be something that has to happen during COVID, if staff agree to only half an hour's dinner, that must be a clear half an hour, not impinged on either side, by escorting students to and from break. A primary teacher and new branch secretary: ridiculous fragmentation of approach. Schools in our part of the country are still due to open as I write this. Not much to report yet, other than the ridiculous fragmentation of approach, leaving us to deal with separate risk assessments from 19 different academy trusts, plus the local authority. That's what happens when we devolve the question of is it safe to individual places, rather than stand firm collectively. We are lucky that most employers seem so far to have been reasonable and sensible in this area. A computer science teacher and new district secretary: